Good morning. It's the 10th of October. Our New Testament reading today is John chapter 1. I'm going to read to you from Brother David Nightingale's book on the Gospel of John. The title is Come and See. I read. Many of the people to whom and for whom John first wrote must have been well-known characters in the first century ecclesia. It is the only way we can understand how people enter the story with so little introduction. It is almost a challenge each time it happens, along the lines of, "You know him, ask him, he was there." So it is that Philip comes into the account. No introduction, no fuss. Jesus finds Philip and says to him, "Follow me." Then the useful piece of background. He was of the same city as Andrew and Peter, Bethsaida. It immediately explains to us how it was that Philip knew the Lord Jesus, how it would come to be that Philip had such an awareness of the activities of our Lord and so would be ready for the call. Not satisfied with keeping his newfound leader and hope to himself, he shares it immediately with a friend, Nathanael, who is clearly slightly sceptical at the start. We should be very grateful for this scepticism, as we are for Thomas's doubts later on. Due to those doubts and that scepticism, we now have proof that our faith in the only begotten Son of God is well founded, and we are twice blessed. Note firstly the wonderful introduction to Jesus which Nathanael gets. "We have found him, of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Two things stand out from this. Firstly, that Jesus of Nazareth, son of Joseph, is none other than the Messiah. And secondly, that he embodies the fulfilment of all that the law and the prophets expected him to be. It was also possible to recognise the true identity of the Lord Jesus Christ through what had previously been revealed. In what John has so far recorded, there have been allusions, even quotations, of various words and phrases from the Old Testament to lead us up to this point. Now we are specifically told Jesus is there in all of the Old Testament. Search and see for yourself is the challenge which comes echoing down through the pages. We should also be warned. Nathanael asked, "Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth?" Later on, the Jews would challenge Nicodemus with, "Search and look, for out of Galilee ariseth no prophet." They were not accurate, because Jonah and Nahum were from that area. The two sentences, however, express the difference between scepticism with a desire to know the truth and cynicism with a real desire for self-justification. Subsequent events tell us that Nathanael was ready to learn and be convinced. His attitude is one we, by faith, should surely be ready to share. And the other attitude, one to eschew. For the second time, there is a clear invitation. Come and see. When all is said and done, the only way for anyone to come to know the Son of God is through personal experience of him, through the words, initially, of the prophets and the Gospels. Next, the words need to change our thinking and way of life so that the experience of him in the word is built into the things of every day. In this way, we, by faith, can truly come to know him. Thank you for listening.